We've got a little while, so comments, questions, if you have, please. It's on. Speak into it, yeah.
Just as the first questioner, I just want to say a huge thank you. And I'm sure there'll be many thanks, but I just really want to do that. I'd like to ask a question, and I'm not thinking of any particular issue. I'm thinking of the broader question of Australian journalists, the media, and how the question of religion is dealt with. Now, I can address this to any of you, but two comments that I noted really struck me. One was Omar speaking about people who have the skills to articulate the value of religion. So I thought that was a really important message, because I would ask the question, how many journalists who write about subjects which have an important religious dimension, if not being entirely religious, if there is such a thing, perhaps have the skills to articulate the value of religion? And I also might call upon Catherine, because Catherine made a comment earlier about we celebrate what our faith means to us, and I'm wondering how many journalists actually ask people that and are prepared to listen to them and report it. So it's just a question, it's an edgy question. I wouldn't want to speak about any particular journalists, and I'm certainly not tarring all journalists with a particular brush. But those two comments that you made me think that I really want to know what you have to say about that. Thank you.
Okay, so my response is going to be, if you've ever been involved in journalism, or whatever it is, whether it's your local primary school chess competition or, you know, whether it's a major event, I've always felt that the journalist has got it wrong, right? So even if it's just reporting on when I was, you know, 10 years old in the chess club, and the journalist would come and they would write something up for the Canberra Times, and you'd read it afterwards and you'd be like, the journalist really didn't understand what was going on. And I think that's partly because a journalist has to go to so many different events, understand the basic principle, write a story about it, right? That's what their job is, to get the gist of it. So we can't rely on journalists to have more knowledge than the general populace about anything, because at the end of the day, they have to talk to the general populace anyway, so they have to pitch it at that level. So I think there's two problems with that. The first one is what we teach in schools about religion, and going to a government school, that was zero. That was absolutely nothing. Well, that's not true. Occasionally, there would be one person who came in once a year and they would give a one-hour talk from... I don't know where these pull these people from, and most of the time, nobody listened to them. So that's what I got from school. And the other thing is when now actual religious leaders, do they have the ability to talk to the general populace and educate the journalist? Like, if you're in an interview, maybe you've got an hour to bring this journalist up to speed, you know, how skilled are you at actually doing that? And I reckon most of the people that I know probably aren't that skilled in that, especially because when the journalist is going to look at someone with authority, with, you know, letters after the name and so forth. So we rely on the people with degrees to be able to pitch that message in a very general way to the general public about why it's important, and probably more importantly, to explain to the journalists what it is that they don't know and probably need to figure out for the rest of the story and things like that. So I'm not going to blame the journalist. I'm going to blame, you know, us.
I just think in general, when it comes to matters of faith and religion, that there's a huge disconnect between image and reality. And I'm as guilty of it, or my lenses are as blind to it as anybody else. So when someone's reporting on something, it may be through sort of some preconceptions. And that's why I have learnt so much from this evening in answering that question, what does your faith mean to you, in sort of different ways that we've been talking. But One example that just came to mind, I don't know if anyone's reread or has read Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale and then watched the Netflix series of The Handmaid's Tale. So it creates this dystopian future with a theocratic state. And I was hearing some discussion about it, so not journalism, but responses to a media item like this Netflix series. And she said, well, this is a reflection of Saudi Wahhabism and evangelical Christianity. And I thought, wow, you know, that's some very big applications of whole systems of belief and practice being translated from a statement into a 9-hour Netflix series that we've just digested and not really been able to tease it apart with that sort of a just very basic analysis, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Can I add just, we live in a post-truth world where you can make up your own facts and you actually can't tell who's lying anymore, because you just, all you got to do is just say stuff and it just clouds the... But as a church, the response, and as a faith, a monotheistic faith, we actually have incumbent upon us a theology for the whole world, for the whole of creation. And so often we get boxed into our little corners of who's in our little family, who's in our little church, and deal with that rather than play out our greater responsibility as theologians and pastors for the entirety of creation. And so I'm not blaming journalists, I'm not blaming the kind of media construct which fundamentally just puts shades up and who cares, just putting up noise so you can see the two fighting. As communities of faith, we have to work a lot harder at being people of faith. The way I would phrase that is the salt that changes the whole, the leaven that makes the whole rise. That's our responsibility. And so to create the narrative that is newsworthy, is narrative worthy, is our responsibility, not anybody else's. And I'll give you one example for that. In Llewellyn Hall 2 weeks ago, Gillian Trigg spoke to a mostly full amphitheatre. It was about Nauru and our treatment of refugees. She's saying, I'm the commissioner and I haven't been able to make much of a difference. How do we do this? This seems intractable. She made reference to one humble Anglican priest in a tiny little parish in Gosford, and the whole community has had this ripple and this comment. And so there's an example with somebody from outside making a comment about a one person who is resonating already within the whole community, not just the community of faith. And I think that's a clue for us to follow.